Hello, my name is Jim, and I'm 31 years old. The year was 2009, and I was a pizza guy. As though there was a king of all the pizza realms, as though there was one wicked old guy that made the best pie in your neighborhood, or a neighborhood very far away that would take such a pilgrimage of worth and deliciousness to arrive to. Sink the teeth into something of fresh dough and cheese. I won't try and convince you of wonderful things like eating pie. But many years ago, when I was a pizza guy, I would be sure of one thing. I didn't grocery shop for an entire 8 months, with slight exceptions for survival day-off provisions. Because I thought outside of the flat pie, I ate broccoli miniature calzones with fresh spinach, garlic, and stringy mozzarella, folded over and cut in delicious gourmet hot pockets. I figured out how to use those ingredients and survive off the pizza kitchen. I knew my past would thrust me into the future. That's how I got the job in the first place. 2009, I got out of college without realizing the overall wacko money industry crash that had been brewing, whilst my pals and I were studying music and drinking beers in alleyways and making show posters with copy machines and printer fax combo inkjets. The after-college job market was one to navigate. I substitute taught middle and high school classes in Taunton, Mass., driving fast up Route 24 to Route 195 to take the back way into town through the Blue Hills Parkway, mellowing out to the crows sitting on the wire outside of Dunkin' Donuts. Those 24-hour donkeys really helped save the lives of substitute teachers all over. Years before that, I was a lifeguard, 5 beautiful sunshine days down the Cape, and one day a week I worked at Punchy's Pizza and Submarine Counter. Punchy's Pizza and Submarine Sandwiches hired me because Jed worked the grill and he got me the job driving hot Punchy's pies all over the suburbs. Jed liked me, and the partners at Punchy's really loved the strip club. I think even one of the partners was dating a dancer and would take her to fancy casinos and stuff. No, wait, he was dating a dancer that would get flown out to Vegas to perform and then take the red eye home back to New England. These guys were cool, though, and they taught me a lot about loving myself and having a good time. I wasn't eating much at the time in my life to see how skinny I could be. Real lean lifeguard down the Cape with a mean tan, and my shirtless Polaroid portrait was on display hanging above the prep room at Punchy's. That's how I knew I was accepted there. The Polaroid hung up with the others of dancers and weird Joe and Mike types of nights out. I knew there were all sorts of blessings and curses that went along with pizza wizardry. The lunch rush, Jed would be screaming at the grill with hand deep into a bunch of Italian submarine sandwiches, and the partners would be thrashing about the phone, and then when those bubbly pies came out of the oven, Chris would stack them up with their delivery address on those little slips that smell so nice of carbon pink paper and the yellow copy, too.